Money FM 89.3, best of prime time.
This is Prime Time on Money FM 89.3. I'm Rachel Kelly. Now, the world may be in the midst of a pandemic and some shops may be shuttered, but rare jewellery and timepieces are still clocking demand. Earlier this week, Sotheby's reported that its Hong Kong jewellery autumn sale hit $55 million. And it's not just glittery gems that are attracting attention at auction. Racing legend Carol Smith's Rolex Daytona is currently up on the market at Christie's until the 13th of October, and according to reports, that watch has a starting bid of $80K and is estimated to sell for between $150,000 and $200,000. And just looking a little bit further afield in terms of time, up in November, Philips, in association with Bax and Russo, has announced the sale of a rare Patek Philippe to be auctioned during the Geneva watch auction next month. The expected hammer price for that timepiece ticks in at a cool $2 to $4.3 million. Sounds intriguing, doesn't it? Well, to find out more about the world of investing in timepieces and watches, we're joined on the line today by Ali Nell, and he's the founder of Two Tone Vintage. Ali, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Rachel, for your time, and thank you for having me on this interview.
Oh, for my time. I see what you did there. So let us travel back in time. And Ali, maybe you can tell us, when did you start investing in luxury timepieces?
I started around 12 years ago when I first met an auctioneer coming to Singapore. You know, I was invited to have a coffee with him. I was showing interest at the time to start, you know, buying watches. Of course, I started in buying modern pieces at the time.
So tell us then, I mean, because your background, your background isn't in timepieces, is it? What led you to start up Two Tone Vintage?
Actually, I was in the oil trading business, physical oil trading business, which is a very intensive, time-consuming, stressful, business. I built a very sizable, successful business at the time. So I had no time and, you know, no time and place to put my money. And I was very interested, wearing my watches and enjoying them. So I started buying watches. You know, that's, I think for men, there's no much alternatives to enjoy your success or to enjoy, you know, your free time. So that was my hobby. This is where I was going to relax and enjoy my time.
So with no time, you decided to invest in time. And can you tell us more about your first timepiece? How much was it worth when you bought it and how much is it worth now?
First serious piece is actually goes back 12, 13 years ago. The first vintage watch, which I consider, you know, today is the investment grade for watches, was around 2013. I bought a rare Patek 2526 black dial at an auction, which is actually a rare watch. But it was a very impulsive purchase. I didn't check the watch. I didn't inspect it, and I paid for it. I remember clearly $42,000 at auction. But when I got it, it didn't speak to me. 6 months later, in another auction, but I was physically there in Geneva, I sold it to a dealer for $60,000. So that was actually where I opened my eyes to say, hey, stop buying, things that you only like. You also have to buy watches.
That's quite a significant return for such a short period as well. And so then tell us, Ali, then what really makes a watch a good investment from your perspective?
Consider watches, for example, as an investment class. Brands like Patek, Rolex, Vacheron, all the top brands, Audemars Piguet, etc. You know, their innovations, patents, and know-how, and especially handling the aspect of the watches of the time, didn't allow the brands to mass produce. They had no automation, no machines to help the artisans of the time to produce, you know, big numbers of watches. So these watches today, if they're, you know, retained in good original quality, you know, they only can go up and preserve value and, you know, go up in price.
So what do you look for when you're buying a watch for investment? What's the difference between buying a watch for investment? What kind of things would you look out for in comparison to somebody who's just buying it for passion?
The first rule is you have to buy what you like. You know, that's always will be the rule, because if you buy what you like, it doesn't matter to you if it goes up, you know, in value. As a collector, I focus on quality, not quantity. It's not important how many watches you have. It's important to buy the best quality vintage watches and buy originality. I'm very particular about that point. track a little bit the provenance of them, you know, the original state.
How would you compare watches to other asset classes such as stocks or commodities?
I come from the commodities world, so, you know, I can answer this from more from the heart, you know. Watches are a very, very solid, proven investment that you can wear and enjoy. You know, watches are very resilient to recessions, geopolitical uncertainties, inflation, deflation, and that was demonstrated over and over again in the last 3-4 decades of auction records and transacted prices. It's a proven record.
Given where we are with the current global economic situation, how liquid is this market at the moment?
Oh, the watch market is always very liquid. You know, actually, it grew in the pandemic time. People have more time to read and learn about. Yeah, because, you know, I think a lot of people were interested in watches but didn't have the time. And, you know, time is the most important thing in life, which didn't exist before the pandemic. When people worked from home, you know, they looked, you know, they studied the rare watches, they studied vintage watches, they learned a little bit more about the importance of quality, they saw auction records. And actually, it's very, very, very liquid assets that you can actually cross the street and sell at any time.
And these are sold mainly at auction, or what are the main avenues that investors can look at to resell their watches?
And now there's many. You know, Instagram is people sell their watches on Instagram, on Facebook, you know, through, you know, websites that you can post your watches for sale. You can go to dealers, shops, auctions, name it. It's a very, very liquid asset. Unlike art, you know, art is very difficult. It takes time, or properties, it takes time, you know, to liquidate your assets. Watches is within hours, a matter of hours, actually, you can liquidate it at a certain price, of course, if it's not a crazy price.
So what are we looking at, talking about pricing? You mentioned for your first watch, that was the one that really opened your eyes in terms of how much you could resell a watch for. For an investor that's going in, what kind of returns can they expect if they were to invest in, as you said, an investment-grade watch?
Experts to advise them, let's say auction people or me, for example, advise them to buy the right watch. You know, they can. For me, I can speak about my own experience, and I have a record for that. In the last 10 years that I bought these watches, I have a steady return of 10% on my investment, and this is proven because, you know, I did it.
What would you say to those people who are looking to get involved in watches as an investment? What do they need to look out for? What's the GIA certificate equivalent? How do they know that what they're going to be going in to buy is a good investment? Not everybody can afford to buy this $4.3 million watch, so maybe something that's perhaps a more reasonable starting asset as an investment when it comes to timepieces.
Well, watches, you know, you can buy a very nice, you know, important watch for $5,000, for $15,000. So it's not about the amount, you know, it's more about to find the right watch, like you said. We have a saying in our circle of in the watch world where we say buy the dealer, not the watch, because it's important for you to buy it from a trusted source, you know, like an auction house or a trusted dealer worldwide. You know, it can be in any continent, but they have the asset of the name. They can stand behind the watches. They can buy them back when needed. So it's important, you know, to buy the dealer, not the watch. You know, it's very important when you're sourcing. But you have to buy it because you like it first.
Do you think that interest is gaining ground? You mentioned during the pandemic you saw an increase in interest, but do you think overall watches are increasing as a trend when it comes to investing in alternative assets?
Most definitely. If you look up on Google, you see that, you know, the online participants, for example, today on auctions, and, you know, I see it in my business now, that is, of course, my full-time business. The growth is very, very big. And new generation have much more access to information, you know, to go back to your previous question as well. You know, they can see records, they can find articles, but, you know, so the amount of information available today, it's very big, and anyone can learn quite quickly, you know, the details.
So what are some of the key areas that investors should be cautious of? I mean, you've mentioned that they should always go through a reputable dealer. Is there anything else that they should be mindful of when they're looking to invest in watches?
It's very important, let me tell you from my experience, you know, for purists like me, vintage watches are considered watches pre-1985 because it's before the machines and the AutoCAD and the computers were introduced to manufacturers. This is on the vintage side. Doesn't mean that, you know, modern pieces are not a good investment. Some very special pieces, rare pieces, limited editions, you know, they can be a great investment. So everyone has to find what they love first. You know, they have to spot what they love and take your time. You don't rush it. Study the watch very well. Ask for details. Take opinions of 3-4 people before you buy it. You know, don't listen to the person only selling you the watch. Actually ask other people. Reach out to people famous online, you know, like, you know, book writers or auctioneers, you know, to take their opinion. Don't rush into buying what you like first. Take your time to study it and make sure you have few opinions about it. So the ability to control is there. It's just you have to take the first step into it.
Well, Ali, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much.
We've been speaking with Ali Neal, founder of Two Tone Vintage, here on Primetime on Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.